It was in fact a surprise. I made the demo and submitted it 5 years ago, and Rounder was not interested, and I was doing too much here to pursue that, and I didn't have an efficient agent at the time either. So I thought, well, maybe that's it. Enough is enough. I've tried to be a singer, and I like doing it, but I seem more dedicated here, and there probably isn't the room for my music. So I dropped the idea altogether. I sort of let go of it even as a fantasy. And then John called 2 years later and said, guess what? I played them the tape again and they liked it and they want to make an album. I said, you've got to be crazy. I'm working. I'm busy. I can't deal with that. So that was fun. So it's a surprise. I like the idea of putting yourself on the line. If you want to say something, to go ahead and say it. And so the album gives me an opportunity to put myself out there and express. And I think I would miss it otherwise, but I think I was resigned to missing it. So there's a sense of freedom and pleasure. I would be delighted, you know, with a low-key success that would afford me the ability and time to go to Europe and to, I don't know, to take advantage of acting like a singer. And Banana, my accompanist, when I can travel with him, it's just more fun not to have to worry so much about traveling alone. But Europe, I haven't been to in a while, and I miss it, actually. I feel a connection with Europe, and I think I just feel comfortable there. I understand, or I feel a connection with the style. I think some of the things that I write about and think about are not particularly American.